I am part of a project where different people are working so that a fitting kind of garden can be up at the corner by the firehouse, partly just to say thank you to the fire department, but also because we want to commemorate in a particular way one of the heroes of 9/11, a New York firefighter named Fred Ill, who was really a hero, and long before 9/11, and who lost his life in the Twin Towers. I bring this up because in those gardens that are slowly taking shape, it does not take very long for a whole new crop of weeds to appear after you've gotten rid of what you thought might be, maybe, the last one. But no, more come up, and they come up quickly, and they grow with energy. And what's worse, and this happens in the gospel today, some of them look a lot like what you're trying to grow. It happens. So it takes somebody who has skill to be able to tell, this is a daylily versus this is sedge, which is a weed. And it's an image worth kind of spending time on because our lives they're messy. They're messy, they're complex, and yes, there is a mix of good and evil in our experience and in our hearts even. And we need to deal with that, and the Lord is good to us and loves us and strengthens us so that we can keep choosing the things that are right and doing the things that are right by His grace, so that when the end time comes and the harvest comes, we will be able to enter with joy into the presence of our loving Father. It's what we want when we stop and think about what really matters. And the Lord calls us to be prepared and to be, yes, investing our lives, our decisions, in the things that matter, in the deeds of love, in holy living, in faithfulness to the covenant. And that is the way to life. In our first reading today from the Book of Wisdom, I just want to look at a couple of lines that are worth pondering, because the passage talks about God being mighty and yet being merciful and kind and compassionate and giving forgiveness. He holds this up as a model of what real strength is. What real strength is. Those of us of a certain age remember looking at a sort of a phony strength week after week on Jackie Gleason's The Honeymooners. Ralph Cramden, who strives to prove his importance and his strength by being kind of blustery and a bully, and the more he does, the more we realize there isn't real strength there. We're sort of all in on the joke, except him. He doesn't realize that. It keeps coming up for him as he realizes, no, that's not what it's for. But to have real strength, strength that is faithful and loving and wise and generous, that is something that when we stop and look at people in literature and in the movies and in history and see such people who have the real strength, we say, I want that. I want that. I want to help promote that. This weekend, the country mourns for someone who had great strength in doing what was right, Representative John Lewis of Georgia, who put his life on the line repeatedly in the struggle for basic civil rights, the right to vote, human dignity, and so on, down through the years. There are others we can think of pretty quickly from the movies. Think of St. Thomas More in the movie The Man for All Seasons, of course, based on the life of the real brave, strong, decent man, St. Thomas More. Or if you remember the movie To Kill a Mockingbird and Atticus Finch, not big on self-promoting, not throwing himself around, but knowing that he has an obligation to protect those around him and to care for them and to do what is right and to promote what is just. And we come away from that movie with a sense of, yes, yes, that's what it's for. That's how I want to live. That's what's worth doing. The good news for us, among a lot of good news, is that our God daily is giving us his guidance, his word, and his grace so that we can move closer and closer to that way of living in our life together as believers, as people who follow Jesus Christ, to move closer and closer to the way of loving, faithful, generous service in Christ, doing each next right thing as we see it, always relying on the help of God, and so growing in that character which makes us more and more able to love truly as the years and the decades, as they do, go by. We ask on this day for God to work in us that the power of the Spirit at work in us, the power of the Spirit who leads us into genuine prayer, the power of the Spirit who cleanses from sin, the power of the Spirit who enables the holy ones to do great things for God, that power may be at work in us, and so that more than just wheat grows, more than just yeast increases, more than just mustard seed gets big and fruitful, or the thing that was a prop a year ago in this very pulpit from our deck of a little tiny fig tree. Well, now it's a moderate-sized fig tree, and it's getting ready to have figs. You know, there's something built in that if the right conditions are there, then the growth comes and the fruitfulness comes. And that's not just true about things that have green leaves, but it is most fundamentally true about those who live in Jesus. Growth comes. Fruitfulness comes. Strength is given in the midst of our complex and difficult lives, for the glory of God and the good of our neighbor. May God do all that will equip us for every good work. May we say yes to his promptings and his call and his love and his plan and his grace, and one day enter with joy into the kingdom prepared for those who live in the Lord.